here at AEM's Ag Executive Forum. And Sarah, I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself, please.
Hello, I'm Sarah Truesdale Mooney. I'm the show manager for the new Ag Connect Expo that is going to take place in 2010 in Orlando.
All right. Well, now, as a show manager, you gave us a little bit of an overview, kind of a preview of what to expect from the show. What are some of the highlights that are going to make the show different from other ag shows?
Well, we conducted a lot of research with producers and growers from a variety of, you know, different segments in agriculture. And, you know, they gave us a lot of input as far as what they're looking for in the next generation of ag shows. Mm-hmm. And from that research, we developed a number of event features that would be unique to Ag Connect that we're then taking and developing a framework for the show. A lot of the highlights with that would be really networking. They're really hungry for networking, peer-to-peer networking, but also with experts, and not just in the U.S., but also internationally. So that global aspect to the show is very important to the U.S. producers as well. Also, the ability to interact with product specialists and engineers, really to talk about the technical specifications of the products and the details. So not, they don't want just an overview. They want, you know, the nitty-gritty about the new products. They are hungry for new products, technologies, innovations, more about precision farming and really the how-tos and how other people are applying equipment, products, services throughout the industry. So it's really, I would say in a nutshell, the networking, the expert technology and information. Also, we're going to have really an expert-driven education program that will have a number of different facets to it on all the topics of interest to the ag world. And that will be driven by an education subcommittee that we'll be putting together of industry experts who will help drive the content for that. And we'll have classroom sessions, roundtables to follow up with those classroom sessions, a theater on the show floor that will feature innovation and technology, as well as some potential field trips to local ag-related sites in the Orlando area.
What? How long is the show going to be? How many days, and how do you see the agenda lining up for those days?
The show will be Tuesday, January 12th through Friday, January 15th of 2010 in Orlando at the Orange County Convention Center. There will be four event days. We're looking at around 25 hours of exhibits being open over the 4 days. And we'll have about 14 1.5-hour time slots for education. And most of that education will not be overlapping with the exhibits hours, so it'll not be competing for time for those people that want to get the education and then visit the exhibits.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked a little bit about field days. You mentioned that, possibly going out to some areas around Orlando, and also possibly planning some family-oriented events around this for people who want to bring their families down and go to some of the attractions in the area?
Absolutely. We work closely with the Orlando Convention and Visitors Bureau, and they're always willing to help people plan their visit to Orlando, you know, whether they want to tag on a family vacation before the show or the weekend after the show. That's certainly doable and certainly an attractive option in January. So we are looking at a possible family night where family at a local, you know, major theme park, mm-hmm. where families can get together and network and interact and meet their peers in a informal, fun environment.
As far as the global aspect is concerned, you have some ideas of what percentage of type of international visitors you would have for the show?
Mm-hmm. For this first show, we're targeting around 5% international visitors. We're looking at the list of target countries right now. The show has a management committee made up of AEM member companies, manufacturers, and others in the industry, and they'll be taking a look at which countries we're going to target specifically.
Mm-hmm. What kind of support have you gotten so far from the industry?
It's been tremendous, really. You know, a couple of the people mentioned this morning in the panel, I was talking about ag shows, that, you know, they feel like they've been planning this for years, and they're very excited about it, you know, finally coming to fruition. So there's been a lot of support, and as we get the word out and really explain the vision for the event and all of the different facets that are going to go to it, you can really see the excitement building.
Mm-hmm. When is registration then going to start for this, and what can farmers expect as far as having to register, or how much it might cost?
We have determined with the show management committee, we're going to have an advance discounted badge fee for the exhibits of $20 in advance, and attendees may start to register in June of 2009 via the web or fax or mail. So it's very convenient, and they can avoid any waiting in line and also get a discount. And then if they do register in advance, they will get their badge in the mail in advance of the show. So that's a great advantage. On site, they can also register as well, and that's just a $30 badge fee for the general admission show days. And that is not a per, those aren't per day passes. Those prices include all show days.
Now, your website is agconnect.com. Now, is most of this information going to be put on the website as it becomes available then?
Absolutely, yeah. The website for the show is going to be the go-to resource for all aspects for an attendee planning a trip to the show.
And you'll have information there about hotels and such?
Absolutely. We'll have, we're probably looking to have the housing open in January of 2009, so people can kind of get used to that process and coming through the show and getting housing assistance through our housing service.
Well, bottom line, what would you like people within the agriculture and agribusiness industries to know about AgConnect?
What I'd like people to know is that we're going to be putting on a world-class agribusiness event. It's not just exhibits. It's not just an equipment show. It's other, you know, it's new products, it's innovations, it's technologies, it's services, it's inputs, everything you need for your business. And it's going to be in a world-class venue as well, and it's going to have networking opportunities, education opportunities, and the ability to find all the solutions that you need for your business in one place.
Kind of a one-stop shop.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Sarah. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from the Ag Executive Forum in St. Louis.